I moved from the UK to the US 6 months ago, and it's true what they say. The portions are enormous. There really are 300 to 400 TV channels. Everyone has beautifully white teeth, and nobody can pronounce water. Customer service is either so warm, it's like you've made a new friend for life, or so brusque, you feel as though you've just been ordered back to your cell after your five-minute phone call to your lawyer. There's no middle ground. You need to tip for everything. If you think maybe you should tip, you should tip. If you don't tip in a restaurant, the waiter or waitress will make a smart remark and your evening will be ruined. I've seen it happen. People tip because the waiting staff is paid low hourly rates. Nobody's worried about burglars, even though they have fire escape stairs stuck to the outside of their building and the living room window has been propped open for 6 months because an air conditioning unit is sticking out of it. And no, a fly screen won't keep them out. Although I admit it, a fly screen is a good idea. I haven't had to kill a wasp or a moth for months. Apartments usually come unfurnished, and Americans think the idea of sitting on someone else's sofa or sleeping in someone else's bed is disgusting. Come on, they're not in there with you. They might as well be. Far more Americans than the often quoted 14% have a passport. But even if the number is low relative to other countries, the fact is that they can quite happily cover 3.8 million square miles of vastly varied terrain without one. That's more than double the 1.7 million square miles of the EU, which many British holidaymakers will be visiting. If you watch European football, soccer, here, it's a morning sport, after which you can do other things with the rest of your day. As long as you haven't kept your old British football and drinking regime. It's perfectly respectable to drink Coca-Cola or other similar drinks with a meal. Order a cup of tea in a cafe or restaurant and you will be confronted with a glass or mug of lukewarm water with a tea bag of some alarming flavour, like pomegranate or boysenberry, floating sadly on the top like a punctured dinghy and some milk that is probably 50% cream delivered on request. I'm just going to say it once. The water needs to be at boiling point for the tea to infuse. If you eat pizza with a knife and fork, they look at you like you just ate a sandwich with a spoon. New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, caused major controversy by eating his the European way. The weakling. Bars don't usually serve food. Just keep on drinking. But drinking in the street is illegal, except in New Orleans, where it's compulsory.